Hello, everybody, and indeed, welcome to another edition of the Chicago Tony V Show. Good morning, one and all. This is Tuesday morning. Welcome to episode, 112. Episode 112 for Tuesday, maybe, June 29th, 2021. I honestly have no idea what day it is. I'm just not entirely sure. And here we are. I think it's Tuesday, right? Am I even close? We're doing a little 70s Japanese instrumental cinema funk. Because I don't know. It seems like maybe I don't care anymore. Or I'm getting... I will say this. I'm getting sick of the music that I used to hear, or that we're all used to hearing. Good morning, and good morning, everyone, as you usher in. I tell you, one of the stories I had this morning, something I got kind of wondering about, is I wonder if our dear Amber Glow 11 is having a good time on her vacation. The whole family, they're floating down some river. It sounds idyllic. I would say idyllic. Inner tubes. It's a multi-day float with inner tubes, I believe is what Amber said. And, you know, all I can think of, now she's down south, they're in Texas, right? I'm just thinking of all the water moccasins and stuff. If I'm floating on an inner tube, isn't, I mean, not to get too graphic, but isn't my butt hanging out there ready for some sort of water moccasin just to chomp down on it? Tony, she's here. Who's here? Oh my gosh, Amber. Amber's here. What is going on? Amber, aren't you on vacation? I was just talking about you. What happened? Are you hooked up via satellite? Are you in an inner tube right now? Are you at base camp? What's going on, Amber? Oh my goodness. That is the weirdest thing ever. Who knew? Well, I guess we need an update on Amber. I can't keep track of my own schedule, my own calendar. So I don't know why I would expect to have a good understanding of what's going on with Amber. Where her family is, what are they doing? As the chief office says, speak of the Lone Star gal and she will appear. We're at our, Verbo house that was built in 1900. Is Verbo like an Airbnb thing? Or did you just fat finger on the keyboard? So you're at the house. Amber, I can't believe you're here. How's the vacation going? Uh-oh, it's raining right now. Well, you're not going to get bitten by snakes in the rain. There's always a silver lining. It sounds funny. Sounds crazy, and I guess I am crazy, but I was thinking about you guys and just getting a little stressed out about snakes floating around here and there. You know what else I was stressed about this morning? It's becoming a thing. You want to know how many times I buttoned and unbuttoned my top button here before we went live? It's button now, but I finally decided I've just got to be me. I gotta be me. I hope you all can still participate, even on days when my collar doesn't suit your needs. Oh, I didn't know that, Chief Alpha. Water moccasins are super fast in water. Oh, no thanks. City Kid here. City Kid. Oh my goodness. Well, so I'm gonna have to so I was warned by one of the many money pennies via text. Apparently, we have a very heavy mailbag day. I don't know what happened. She didn't say how many, but she said you're going to have to get right on the mail to maybe get through it. So we'll see what's in the mailbag. And also, I got to bag out just a little early. I got a thing real life, you know, sometimes real life gets in the way. That's just the way it is. That's the way it is. We can't all be like Amber and her family, right? Just floating around, hanging out in historic cabins and whatnot, living the life. Some of us have to work for a living. Okay, I'm not one of those people, but a lot of you guys. Tony's got a thing, bada bing. That's right, Chief Alpha. So I'm gonna speed things up a little bit. I was made to believe that the mailbag is quite substantial today. So anyway, let me do the business end. Okay, everybody, I want to remind you, everything I say is allegedly is for entertainment purposes only. I'm just a crazy person on the internet. Don't believe a single word I say. It'll work out better for you, me, them, everybody. Everybody. If you just cool it, sit back, let my words go in one ear and out the other. We'll all do better that way. The other thing is, if you're listening via the podcast, I want to, if you're a new listener, I want to explain what you're listening to. I'm live streaming on Reddit right now. It is currently 7:06 and 18 seconds a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I do it this way so I can interact with all my beautiful friends in the Reddit live stream. They're all called Tony's Pepperonis. Chief Fafa gave us that name. She's a total wordsmith and a dear, dear friend. I always have to go to the podium finish. These are the first three commenters in the live stream in the gold medal position is the mainstay, the rock, the foundation. She's beautiful inside and out. I'm digging this funky music. She is gorgeous inside and out. She is a stunning redhead. She's a sweetheart. It's Georgie Girl. Good morning, Georgie Girl. Just a small town girl. Very good, Georgie. Good to see you, my dear. In the silver medal position is Ada Ham Sandwich. In second place is Ada Ham Sandwich. I like that Reddit name. That's interesting. Number eight and then a ham sandwich. Very, very clever. Welcome to the show. Oh, and in the bronze medal position. Oh, one of the VIPs of all VIPs, near and dear to my heart. I don't know what I'd do without her. It is our dear Chief Fafa. Good morning, Chief Fafa. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Very nice to see everybody. All these VIP pepperonis in the house. And, It's just tremendous. What an active day. And again, super surprised and pleased to see our Amber. I mean, you know what? This is not good for my ego, right? Because we have people tune in from work. Now people are tuning in from vacation. What do your families think about and your employers think about you guys? Unbelievable. Ada Ham Sandwich says Tony would need a tractor inner tube. Yeah. I might fall through the middle barely, or I might get lodged in the middle. Let's see. Oh, Amber, today is her husband's 40th birthday. Happy birthday to your husband. That's fabulous. You know what? I'm sure he's a super, super good dude. And what dad, husband and father would not want to spend his birthday on a vacation with his family? I'm sure he is on cloud nine. I think that's tremendous. That's tremendous. Oh, Chicago Tank's in the house. It says happy birthday to Mr. Amber. He doesn't like to recognize his birthday at all. I'm that way. I've got a birthday coming up, but I'm not too happy about it. Whatever. Damn, I think that's a guy thing. I think you, well, who knows? Maybe that's just an adult thing, a getting older thing. The older I get, it does, the sillier it feels to be celebrating my birthday. You know? And it's always, what do you get the person who has everything? Well, what you do is you get him a Rolex. I don't have a Rolex. I was thinking about that the other day. I don't have a Rolex. Woe is me. We better give you a big party, Chief Fafa. When is your birthday, dear? When is that? The 40s are going to be just fine for you. I wouldn't worry about it too much. Okay, let's see this mailbag. Let's see, we're 10 minutes in. Amber says you have a G-Force. It's actually a G-Shock. I happen to be wearing it. Yeah, it's just like Robo-Kitties. Just like Robo-Kitties. Yeah, and I'm with you. I mean, there's a reason I don't have a Rolex. I was looking at a Rolex the other day, just for fun. This is a used watch. Where the hell was I? Anyway, you know what it looked like? It looked like any other old used up watch, you know? I'm a sucker. I like to feel like I got a bargain. You know, this is why I love those Japanese watches. I think they're tremendously made, super durable, and they cost a little bit of nothing. A little bit of nothing. Here's a report bot again. I love it. Okay, let's see this mailbag. Let's see what's going on. How big is it? Let's see. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Holy cow. 8 letters. That's pretty good. What the hell is happening? I don't know. 8 letters in the mailbag. Let's see how we do. I don't like to let these sit very long. Okay, first one. Dear Tony, help me solve a Chicago suburbs bet with my brother. Didn't I solve a bet yesterday? I remember. These are all bleeding together. Okay, help me solve a Chicago suburbs bet. I apologize in advance if this is not up your alley. I contend that back in the day, there was at least one Shakey's Pizza in the Chicago suburbs. I recall that we used to go to it from time to time. My brother contends that this is my memory of visiting our grandmother on the West Coast from time to time. He says there never was a Shakey's Pizza in the Chicago area. Do you remember Shakey's? Or am I crazy? Keep up the awesome job on the show. This is from Len O. from Des Plaines, Illinois. Oh yeah, Des Plaines. So first of all, I mean, thank you for writing in, Len. I appreciate it. Can't you Google this one? Is this really... It's weird that you're writing it to me. It's weird that you're writing it to me. And why can't you... Oh, yeah, the Caddyshack bet. That's right, Tank. Okay, I was like, I think I did a bet. Is this becoming a thing? Send your disputes into the Big Diesel? Okay, yes. Shakey's, if I'm remembering, I'm positive there was a Shakey's Pizza. Do any of you others, Chicago? This place had like a player piano in it, if I remember correctly, which I love. This is why I remember it. I remember being a kid, going to Shakey's Pizza, and getting to watch that player piano go. Do I have that right? That's Shakey's, right? So Len, I believe you're correct. There had to have been a Shakey's Pizza in the burbs back in the day, because I'm pretty confident I went to it several times. But again, there's this thing called Google. They wore straw hats with striped shirts, Chief Offer remembers as well. Tank, do you remember like Shakey's Pizza? I don't know how old you are. I'm going to be 51 next month. Oh, Jesus. Frosted root beer mugs they had. Oh, man. I'm a sucker for a good... Okay, so there's your answer, Len. But Google it. I'm positive. I'm positive there was at least one in the burbs. But anyway, thank you for your letter. Okay, here, letter number 2. Hey, Tony, long-time lurker and first-time write-inner. Love the show. I'm curious, though. I have never heard you talk about politics. Would you care to shed a little light on where you stand politically? I have my own predictions on where you lie on the spectrum, and I want to see how close my prediction is. This is from Larry M. Tank does not remember Shakey's, and he's 47. Someone ought to double check me, because maybe I'm imagining this. I don't think I am. Oh, you never went to the burbs. That's the thing. See, I was really a burb kid. Okay, I'm sorry, Larry M. Where am I politically, and why don't I talk about politics? Because it's a total depressing pain in the ass. That's why. So I think your mistake here, Larry, you wonder where I am on the spectrum. I am nowhere to be found on the spectrum. I'm sorry to, maybe you were excited to hear whatever. Oh, he's a conservative, or he's a liberal, or he's left, he's right. No, I'm not on the spectrum. I refuse. I've taken, you know, over the, I wasn't always this way. Okay, some of this comes with age and paying attention. I'm sorry, here comes a rant. Here we go. I'm sorry for all you, I don't mean to hurt any feelings. I know some, it's super important to some people. I'm just giving you my two cents, and I'm a crazy person, and it ain't worth a thing. But Larry asked the question. I can't tell you the number of times. I mean, I used to follow that stuff. I even used to vote a little bit. Just getting lied to over and over and over and over and over. It's enough already. All right. Allegedly for entertainment purposes, says El Salt. Tank says, my grandfather never talked politics. I remember asking him who he voted for on election day, and he said, none of your business. He was right. I'm the same way now. Yeah. That's a good point, too. You know, I have a bunch of neighbors who swore up and down. The last presidential election, you know, Muppet number one versus Muppet number two. And I told them, I haven't voted in years. And I stand by that. And well, these fucking guys just made me, they would not stop pestering me. And, you know, and I kept saying, all right, if the election was won by one vote, then my vote counted. Otherwise, it didn't count. Anyway, oh, Mennonite's back in the house. Let's see what Mennonite says. Hi, Tony. Hi, Pepperonis. Distance socializing again. I'll have to subscribe so I don't keep missing your show. Yeah. The You Show, we used to broadcast on the You Show. And I was invited by the You Show people to never, ever live stream again. And they said, you know what? We insist that you never, ever live stream again on the You Show. So I said, oh, okay. All right. Well, if you insist, and I accepted it, and I've been in distance socializing ever since, you know, which makes me nervous because what do we call it? Social distancing. Surely that's going to be a thing of the past any day. As we get back to normal, any day now. Yeah, I can just see the light at the end of the tunnel. So surely they're going to do away with distance socializing. Let's see. Oh, Tank votes so he can complain. Now I'm not so sure. I'm starting to second guess this crazy psychedelic acid music that's going on. That might have been a mistake. Let's see. El Salt. I angered the overlords. That's what I did. Thank you, Mennonites. What a nice thing to say that I'm a sweet guy. Why would they ban a sweet guy like me? You know, it is what it is. And that's right, Tank. Someone didn't like Greek pastries. That was a funny bit, don't you think? I'm not going to talk about it, though. I'm going to run out of these whatever subreddits to live stream in. Got to behave. Show us your papers. Let's see how we're doing on time. 20 minutes. Okay. You know, yesterday and today, I can see my headphone cords behind me. Don't egg me on, Tank. You know, I'll do some stupid shit again. I'm my own worst enemy. Okay, I just got to remember, we're not allowed to have fun. If I remember that, all's going to be good. All's going to be good. Okay, next letter. Dear Tony V, after several years of living alone, since my dad passed away, my mother was to get married this past weekend. She is 78 years old, and she really thought her fiancé was the answer to her prayers. She is lonely. Well, believe it or not, he stood her up at the altar. He got cold feet and just couldn't go through with it. My mom is devastated. Holy shit. I want her to sue this gentleman, as there were expenses incurred such as catering, flowers, hotel rooms for family, etc., etc., let alone the mental anguish she continues to suffer. My mom just wants it to go away, but I want her to fight. She has granddaughters to think about, and in my view, this is her chance to show them how a strong woman behaves. Sorry for the long note, but I just wanted to get any thoughts you might have. This is from Faye G. from Baltimore, Maryland. Tank. Oh my God, Tank. Sounds like a case for Judge Tony. Well, Faye, I feel for your mother. That's got to be horrible. 78 years old. Oh, lonely. I get it. But you know what? I also feel bad for this gentleman. I mean, I don't care what he's. I mean, I think someone that gets cold feet like that, he's trying to do the right thing. He's afraid he's doing the right. I don't know. It's hard to say because, I mean, do you really? Okay, so if this guy on the inside was thinking, oh man, there's something ain't right here, would you really want him to go through with it? You know? But here's the real thing, Faye. Okay? So your mother, I'm sure this was embarrassing. I'm sure it was devastating. And I'm sure this is devastating. Okay? She just wants it to go away. You said yourself, my mom just wants it to go away. But you want her to fight this thing. Sue this guy? I mean, really? I'm going to assume your mom is like me. She can see the clubhouse, right? She's about ready to put that putter in the bag for the last time, right? Is this really one of the last? I mean, it's bad enough that this happened, okay? Now some sort of legal dispute? I don't know. I don't know, Faye. If she just wants it to go away, I would say just let it go away. No. Strong. This is how a strong woman behaves. Come on. Now, if she wants to set an example, I mean, she can show that, whatever, I've moved on, life goes on, that sort of thing. But if she doesn't want to, I mean, just let the healing start. I think this is more about Faye than about her mother. Strong women let go, says Chief Afa. Beautifully put. Yeah, adding stress to disappointment isn't wise. That's the pepperonis are so smart. It's fascinating to see the wisdom that comes out of here collectively. A lot of times when my fat face has run out of gibberish to say, you guys will pull through with something really smart. Yeah, suing is just ripping the scab. Yeah. Let it go. 78. No. Who wants to go through that at 78? Just let it go. Okay, it feels like we're, speaking of ripping the scabs, we're ripping through the... Okay, next one. Can you guys even hear this music? It's actually driving me nuts. This might have been a huge mistake. Let's see. Dear Tony, what's the best piece of advice you have ever received? Would you care to share it with us? Thank you for all you do. Hank, oh, see, here's the commercial. Skip the ads. I'm sorry. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received? Would you care to share? Thanks for all you do. This is from Hank R. Best piece of advice I ever received. Best piece of advice I ever received. I gotta go with... I'm gonna go with two. I can't whittle it down to one. I'm gonna give you two. I'm gonna double dip. I'm gonna give you two for the price of one. I'm gonna give you two for the price of one. You people are so funny. How can I do this when all you pepperonis are just making me laugh? Someone's speaking Japanese in my ear. This is crazy. Okay. Number one, best piece of advice. This is from my dad, Bob V. He said, and now you got to remember, I'm going to preface this, okay? I grew up I idolized my dad. He was just a tremendous person, just tremendous. He was humble, kind, very, very successful. He never made a big deal out of himself. And I just, growing up, and I'm sure my brothers were probably the same. It's like, we could never achieve what this guy's, he's so off the charts, right? But anyway, what he told me is, just be yourself. Just be yourself. Like he, you know, and I think partly what he meant by that is you don't have to be me, be you, you know? So it's like you hear people say, you do you. Okay. I think that's tremendous advice, no matter who you are. Chifafa has a good one. Leave the gun, take the cannoli. That is also tremendous advice. I would say keep the gun, take the cannoli, or use the gun to steal the cannoli, maybe. Saves you a little money. Joan Jett, Crimson and Clover. That's a classic tune. You know, I looked up Joan Jett the other day. She's still rocking it. Pretty weird. No Philo Doe conversations on your show. That would have been good advice, Tank. That would have been good advice. Or that day, good advice would have been, just play along. Just be nice. Play along. Yeah, be yourself. Everyone is already taken. And then, so I said I was going to give two. My dad also gave me another just amazing piece of advice. And I can't tell you the number of times I have thought back to this. Now, one of the amazing things about my dad... At the end of his life, you know, he died of Alzheimer's. So his mind, I mean, he was, this is, you all understand what that's like, you know, what that can be like. Now, what's so amazing, just kind of magical, almost a miracle, you know, I would drive to Chicago all the time to go spend time with him. I would when he was in the nursing home. I used to visit him all the time. And I mean, that on a day when I would visit him, I was in a car. I was in a car maybe 7 hours, but I'd go see him, you know, spend a couple, 3 hours with him, and then go home. And anyway, what was really weird, my dad and I were always super, super close. I think probably my brothers would even say that I was the closest to him of the three of us. I think, maybe. Well, even in his state of Alzheimer's and stuff, like, we still had tremendous conversations, and like he was like still him. It was the weirdest thing. You know? It was like we could still totally connect. Now, wrapped around that was he didn't necessarily know where he was and all that stuff. But there was a day where I was just really struggling with his condition. Like, it was weighing me down. I just thought it was so sad. You know, I knew what was coming eventually, and it was so sad. And I, in a moment of weakness, you know, I asked my dad, just because he was the guy I always went to. This doesn't sound so profound with Japanese funk playing behind me. Anyway, I said, you know, Dad, how am I going to handle this? And as soon as I asked him that, I just thought, oh, what the hell? He has Alzheimer's. Like, leave him alone, you know? Well, he actually answered me, and it was one of the most profound things, maybe the most profound thing he ever said to me. He said, sometimes the only way to beat a thing is to accept it. It's like, there you go. Acceptance is the answer. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Jeffrey, the vet author, is in the house. Good morning, Jeff. Good morning. We're listening to some groovy Japanese funk, 70s funk music. Yes, Papa V was profound, Shifafa. Yeah, he was a keeper, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Let's see, how are we doing on the mailbag? Let's see. Okay, here's the next letter. Dear Chicago Tony, I have so enjoyed discovering your show, and the more I get into it, the more I see you as a Renaissance man. Your piano playing is divine, and it relates to my question. I have an 8-year-old son who would like to start piano lessons. We have no instrument, and neither my husband nor myself have any background in piano. We are trying to decide what to purchase to give him the best chance at success, and frankly, the options are daunting. How do we know a good instrument from a bad one? I hope this is not too off topic and boring for your show. Thank you for any thoughts. This is from Laura B. Well, if it's boring, Laura, surely I'll just sprinkle a little of myself on it, and it's just going to be tremendous. Goodness gracious. All right. So, well, that's super exciting, Laura. You have a 8-year-old boy that wants to play piano. That's tremendous. And if you don't play piano, I could totally see how picking out an instrument is totally stressful, but I'm going to make it easy for you. Now, normally, especially back in the day, it would be like, oh, go pick up a used piano, you know, like a little used spin it or something. You can find them for a little bit of nothing. And if you just have a way for someone to move it to your house, I mean, it's going to cost you all next to nothing. But however, I'm going to advise against that, because I think the key, I think actually something that's overlooked a lot of times, a lot of parents will buy an instrument. It looks like a piano, and I mean, it is piano, but they don't know anything about how it should feel. And that's super, super important. Like, so you can have a good looking used piano, but it just is maybe hard to play for the kid. Looks like we're reconnecting just a whole, or we're disconnecting and reconnecting. This could shit the bed real quick. Oh, now start streaming. I guess I'll start streaming again. Holy cow, that's the first time Arpan has ever just straight up kicked me off. Unbelievable. Anyway, I'm going to keep going as I try to get Arpan back up. This fucking Japanese music is driving me nuts. Yeah, looks like maybe my internet just went totally down. But why do I hear this crazy Japanese music? Inquiring minds want to know. Yeah, looks like my internet is hosed. That's a bad sign. All right, well, let's see. Where was I? Oh, so here's your answer, dear. Hopefully you're listening via the podcast. Oh, yeah, internet is definitely down because the Japanese music just shit the bed, too. All right, here we go. I hope this isn't the big blackout, the big cyber everything is down blackout. That would suck. Anyway, what you should do is buy a digital piano, okay? They're very good, well-made, used digital piano. I have one that's about 20 years old, and it plays beautifully. Do that. What you want is the movement of the keys. That's called the action. And you want that to be as good as it can be. And so I say go digital. These are very, very reliable. Get a Japanese-made one. Get either a Yamaha or a Kawai. If you're buying used, I'd probably do a used Yamaha, but either will be great. Do that. You can find it. Look through Craigslist, a little bit of nothing. You'll be able to get something nice. And you can go from there. Well, I see that Chief Alpha gave my live stream an award. I'm sorry to everyone that that the internet went down. This is something. 37 minutes in. You know what? I'm going to do another mailbag just for the heck of it. There are some hardcore pepperonis who are going to be so curious about what did I miss and did he keep talking. And so I'm going to do another one. This will be like an Easter egg. Okay. Let's see. 38 minutes in. Okay. Next letter. Dear Tony, I'm studying psychology and I find that there is an age-old question debated endlessly in the history of psych, and that is the question of nature versus nurture. Are people born the way they are with no hope of breaking out of the mold, or are people a blank canvas ready to soak up experience from their environment and ascend through the ranks of class structure? I'm probably decades away from answering this question for myself, but I thought you might have your own opinion. What do you say, nature or nurture? This is from Donovan J. from UCLA. Oh, my gosh. Now, there was some great basketball back in the day. UCLA, John Wooden. Let me see if I can generate some music off of this board. Let's see if... Does this button still have music? Whoa, shnikes. No, thank you. It's a little loud. That was a horrible idea. Nature or nurture? I think it's both. I think here's how it works, Donovan. I think we all are born with certain, call it genetics. That's the easiest way to call it. But I think sometimes in the field of psychology, there's some people who are so invested in that line of thinking. And you see this especially with twin studies. You know, they talk about, well, twins separated at birth. You know, one goes to a shitty family, the other one goes to a really nice family, and they still both end up wearing blue cardigan sweaters and wearing Chuck Taylor high tops. It's amazing. So genetics are you know, the be all end all. And I think that's only part of the story. I think the other part is falls in the nurture side, and really the way I look at it is it's really experience, okay? or call an environment, right? So if you plop, if you take two twins and you put one of them in Bloomington, Indiana, let's say, where I graduated from, and have them just hang out on a college campus, and then you plop the other one in, Beirut or Liberia or something, someplace that's just bombed out all the time. And, you know, those, it's going to be different people because of the environment they were in. Now, will there be similarities and will they look identical and will they both still do their darndest to wear Chuck Taylors and all that stuff and blue cardigan sweaters? Yes. But there'll be a divide. So I think that's the way life is. I think it's both. And why people want to be in one camp or the other, I'll never understand. But I think it's all important. All right. 41 minutes in. 41 minutes in. This is the first time ever. So we lost the internet on the Chicago Tony V Show. And people are just simply going to have to go to this Spotify podcast to listen. What else did the Big Diesel say that day? What else? Okay, I think that's good for today. I have some stuff to do anyway. All right. Love you guys. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this. There should be a quiz on this part so I can really test out who listened to the podcast and who's only doing the live stream. All right. Love you all. I will talk to you tomorrow. All right. Oh, and don't take any shit from anybody. Okay. Thank you. Bye.